Let's see if I can make the equipment work after all this time. I'll just lower the stylus onto the playing surface of the vinyl, thus. Oh yes. Very, very promising start. Welcome to the Reckless Eric Radio Show. Haven't been around since October. Well, I have, but I've been sort of stepping backwards into buckets of paint and nailing myself to the ceiling with a large claw hammer, because we're about to catapult ourselves into outer space and become homeless. But never mind, that's all by the by. This is a very annoying piece of music. Here's one for grandparents and grandchildren everywhere.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. We bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you, 'cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. To go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance.
Victor Herbert, one of America's best loved composers, wrote Toyland and The March of the Toys. Can you see the soldiers marching as the orchestra plays?
No, I can't. You have to be so careful with children. This is the first record that my sister ever bought. It's called A Children's Introduction to Good Music. It's on the Golden Guinea label, and it costs 27 shillings and sixpence. There's a removable label that you can't get off that says it did. And on the front cover, there's a creature made out of pipe cleaners or something, and he's a conductor. He's all dressed up in a suit with tails. I've realised that this creature, who looks completely mad, he actually looks a bit like my friend Alan Clayson when I think of it, but kind of a scary version. He's been invading my dreams for the last 47 years. Let's see if we can exorcise the demons with the first record I ever bought. Actually, about the tune before that, that was Globetrotter by the Tornadoes, which was the follow-up to the massive hit Telstar. I couldn't get Telstar because they'd sold out of it, so they sold me the follow-up instead. I think it cost 6 shillings and 8 pence.
Come and play the tunes of glory. Raise your voice in celebration of the days that we have wasted in the cafe, in the station, and learn the meaning of existence in fortnightly installments. Come share this golden age with me in my single-room apartment. And if it all amounts to nothing, it doesn't matter. These are still our glory days. Oh, my face is unappealing and my thoughts are unoriginal. I did experiments with substances, but all it did was make me ill. And I used to do the action, but then I had to feed the meter. Now I can't see to the future, but at least I can use the heater. Oh, it doesn't get much better than this, 'cause this is how we live our glory days. You've seen it.
throw the I Ching, but I had to feed the meter. Now I can't see in the future, but at least I can use the heater. A cautionary tale from Jarvis Cocker and from Pulp, who I believe are reforming to do a massive number of festivals. My first thought was that somebody's possibly run out of money. But I'm sure they'll be great, and I can't go and see any of them because we'll be away and they're not playing in America, which I hope is going to be my new home. Anyway, I've forgotten where that leads us to. Oh yes, I was going to say that the tune that Margaret Thatcher thought was marvellous was actually Telstar, which I think was replaced in her affections by that awful tune by the Flying Pickets, which was such a highlight of the 80s, I can't even evoke its memory in my brain. We'd better carry on. This is my brother-in-law with Jonathan Spottiswood. Spottiswood and McMahon. Riley McMahon, Amy's brother.
She knows Quentin Crisp and she speaks with a lisp. Ukrainian girl with an Eskimo kiss. Rubbing nose to nose with the fashion class. Ukrainian girl holds a cocktail glass. Such a pretty girl in a leather dress. A rock and roll drummer tried to pull her chain. He dragged her by the nipples to a downtown train. But when he undid the wrapping, all that was there was a laboratory rat in her underwear. Such a skinny girl, such a large big toe. It isn't easy to stay so very pale. She says she's jealous of people who are in jail. Not that she'd wanna be in jail. Civil servant watches Greta Garbo with Ukrainian girl at a picture show. She's a runway model on a one-way street. She's a champagne bottle on a subway seat. Such a lovely face, such a lovely girl. In such an ugly world. Ukrainian girl. Ukrainian girl. Ukrainian girl. Ukrainian girl. Ukrainian girl. Ukrainian girl.
Keep me turning on. walking backwards like you're walking out. I guess the Lord's wearing glasses now.
Mix, and I'm playing that for my friend Andy Dodds, and I'm playing this one because it happened to be there.
She's my favorite, I love her song.
wish I could play the bass guitar like that. I've been trying since 1972, when that was a bit of a hit. Anyway, what have I got to tell you now? Judd, Logan, Joseph and Blake. Four names that might not mean anything to you. This is the Research Turtles, who wrote me ever such a nice little note saying how kind it was of me to play songs off their debut album. And this is half of their latest one. It seems to be coming in two halves, and I think this is called Man Killer. And they've given me detailed instructions on which tracks everyone's playing and all the rest of it, but I'm not playing either of those, the ones that they told me. I'm going to play two others back to back, Girl Like You and You Are So. And I should also mention that this caterwauling racket in the background is not actually the Research Turtles, it's actually Archie Shepp, just to make it clear. And I hope this hits the spot, as they say. I have to learn all these Americanisms, I'm sorry. Dude.
Is your situation stuck inside your head? When you should be smiling, do you frown instead? Well, I can dry those eyes, the greenest in blue skies. A girl like you will always take her time. If then you should wonder what I think of you, I could give an answer, fill a book or two, but I won't pay no. Hard enough to find a girl like you will always take her time. I said a girl like you will always take her time.
And that looks like it's about it for the programme or the show. I never know whether it's a programme or a show. How can I finish off? I think I'll finish with Kathy Kirby.
No, no regrets. No, we will have no regrets. As you leave, I can say, love was ours, though for only a day. No, no regrets. We attempted what came.
Johnson, not if I can help it. Good night.